very comprehensive and it certainly shed a great deal of light on the issues. I know you're being frank as well, which is very refreshing and exhaustive in your answers. So we're very happy to hear what you've had to say and we're satisfied with it. But the fact remains that the sort of slightly the sticking point is this notion of criminalization. You've said that there's direct potential, direct implementation of the provisions of the convention, which is very encouraging, all well and good. But if only things were so simple, because sometimes there are a whole range of referrals, and you've said yourselves that the system is rather complicated. It's difficult to get a bird's eye view of it. The Working Group on Enforced Disappearances a few years ago, perhaps 10 years ago, carried out a study on good legislative practice with examples of legislation which corresponded to legal systems which were all different in nature. And in terms of prevention, deterrence, and protection, there's a new element that's come into play with the convention, and that is that we should go above and beyond the notion of it being a complex crime which needs to be broken down into different elements, as we see in the European Court of Human Rights. It lists all the various articles and suppositions as well as in order to have a new right, which is the right not to be submitted to enforced disappearance, Article 20. And Article 20 in turn generates a whole range of consequences, and you mentioned that, the systemic elements. I think if I had to had a question to ask, I'd say, as a question, in the Portuguese systems, can these distinct elements be cumulative, such as right to life or torture, cruel and inhuman degrading treatment, abduction, dissimulation of evidence, and the civil status, abuse of authority, you say, is an exacerbating or aggravating circumstance, but what about the added value of the convention here? And I think the next step, and I know that all this takes time, when you have a system of separation of powers with your parliament, which of course may have different priorities, but perhaps the best thing would take your thinking to its logical conclusion and have a standalone criminalization which would correspond to this notion of autonomous or standalone crime. Thank you.
Mr. Deco, I now would like to ask other committee members if they would like to pose any questions for the follow-up. I apologize because I cannot reach all of you, but if there is no request,